Welcome back to Box Office Breakdown. We're going to talk about this whole past week movies, but mostly we're going to talk about the upcoming juggernaut.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Box Office Breakdown.
Thanks for
the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know. This is Box Office Breakdown.
Oh, there we
information are. And commentary on weekly movie box office.
I thought we were starting.
All right, yeah, there
I was
we
like,
go.
We came on, we were live so quickly.
I just proposed to Sarah. She's in, thinking about
ring.
Putting on the ring.
Yeah, we are live, right?
Not really too sure if she wants to
ring
do that just
I
yet.
Made myself.
Where'd you make it?
Out of wire.
In the comfort of your own home?
I made it a long time ago. So I think I made it in the comfort of my parents' home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that clear nail polish you have on?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I like when girls go
got
clear
rings,
like that.
I've got clear nail polish. It's just a whole
I
new
just don't. Weird. I don't like when girls go crazy with the nail polish. It's
you don't like
thing.
The like crazy like talons.
No, I don't like red.
But, like,
I don't like red
like
nail
the,
polish.
What about,
I don't
like the
red
back
lipstick
scratches.
Yeah, those are good, but not with red. Not
and
with
now
red
they have
nail
like
polish.
The pointy nails that look like teeth.
Yeah.
You seen those
well,
ones?
Well, I mean, my back looks like Rambo when he, you know, he took off his shirt in Rambo 1.
Rambo 2,
yeah,
won.
Exactly.
Well, listen, here's the deal. Like, I understand girl puts nail polish on her fingers, but I don't get the toes. I never looked at girls' toes at all. There was a
Tarantino
the nail polish.
May beg to differ.
I mean, well, that's Tarantino.
Are you saying that they should or shouldn't have nail polish?
I don't think they need to. I think a lot of things girls do this.
Yeah, but
really
I think when I was like six, my uncle told me mm-hmm. that I have to always have nail polish on my toes.
That's
and
crazy.
And now I like always have.
Unless the guy has a foot fetish.
I don't know why
fetish.
He told me that.
Yeah.
There's no need for it.
Well, you know, it
they have
is,
shoes on
it's, the, it's the finishing touches of the what the, you know, the nail polish people do.
I actually do think my feet look better when there's nail polish on them.
Okay, interesting.
I have a great pair of feet. Like,
toes are
multiple
kind of weird.
Girls have said that.
I feel the same thing with shoes. Girls buy shoes to impress other girls.
I buy shoes to impress myself.
Yeah, in other girl in your friends. I've never a guy has never said, look at those girls' shoes.
No. I buy shoes to, you know, to impress the upper echelon of society.
Yeah.
Because obviously I wear Gucci all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Vintage, though. And yeah. Custom made.
I buy shoes because it makes you feel a certain way. Like, when I wear those boots that have that giant okay. heel on them, I just feel like anyone messes with me, I could break their toes.
I also
really
do.
Easily.
My first thing I look at is a girl's face and hair. Then immediately,
face and hair, okay.
Then immediately I
that's
go.
That's usually what you would look at when you look at somebody.
No, no. I know guys who look at the ass. They don't even care what a face looks like.
Movie tailored conversation.
Yeah. No, it's going to lead into something.
Completely about
our. Then I'll look at her shoes. If she's wearing a pair of like busted up sneakers, I'm done. Just saying. Yeah, let's go.
Let's new show lifestyle breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to break down life and style.
We're going to talk about what is worth looking at. What not? We could relate to that to like girls superhero costumes, guys superhero costumes,
yeah.
But maybe we'll leave that for next week. Instead,
Catwoman
we'll get into
one piece Catwoman suits.
Yeah,
on anybody.
Do you have what about the whole leotard thing going on right now?
Yeah. I mean, I've
like,
already
yeah.
said this. I've said it. I mean. If yoga pants were out of the picture, I'd might as well just ice myself. Might as well just slip my throat.
Jesus.
Fine,
that's the kind
fine,
of stuff
fine.
I need. Side boobs all I right. can deal without, but
I still want to make a movie about the guy that invented yoga pants, and I want to star you. It's like a biopic.
Yeah, I could do it.
It's kind of like Joy with, you know, Jeffrey Lawrence.
Well,
made the
I know who he is. He's my grandpa.
If you made that movie.
He owned a bowling alley.
If you made that movie, it would probably make a lot more money.
A lot of
than
bending over to blow
it
out.
That's it. That's true.
Sorry.
And the, and
still
the spandex.
Sorry, are you still going?
Sorry.
Are you still
go
just
ahead.
On and on and on?
Sorry, we just work together well.
No, we are going to talk about this past weekend, which, in my opinion, was pretty disappointing. In
well,
the
movies.
Numbers
mm-hmm.
arena. Let's start, because we don't have too much to talk about, starting from number 10. Because we go up from Criminal, then we see Batman vs. Superman coming in at
still
number 9 this week.
Him.
It is in its sixth week.
Mm-hmm.
It brought in $3.8 million. The Boss beating it, still $4.2 million.
Boss mm-hmm. Turner.
Then we have newcomer Ratchet and Clank.
$4.8 million.
Clanked all right.
Did not
simple,
get there.
So funny.
It's behind Zootopia,
mm-hmm.
which was in its ninth week.
Wow.
That still brought in $5.3 million. And
yep.
then we're finally at our top five. So Barbershop, the next cut, making it in there with $6 million, dropping 42%.
If that gets
no,
50,
that's not the worst
a good
drop.
Deal on
42%, not too
that's
bad.
A small budget.
Mother's Day, $8 million. $1,000. Remember, this is a movie stuffed with stars.
Stuffed is a little.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Valentine's Day was the first one, right?
It's this whole formula. Yeah, but the first one opened. Right.
It was either Valentine's or
Love Actually was the one that started that trend, and then this is America kind of took that trend and did Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve.
Well, one of them made $56 million opening weekend. Yes, and I think that was Valentine's Day.
Probably. And also, have you heard the rumors this weekend that Julia Roberts made $4 million for
$3 million for 4 days. 4 days of shooting, which comes out to $750,000 a day.
So look it.
That's not
too
shabby.
And this movie only made $8 million. It made half the opening weekend. It only made half of what she basically made.
First one went from 56 to 13. This one went to 8. They're going to put out Father's Day. It's going to go straight to DVD.
First of all, Father's Day. It's with Robin Williams and Billy Crystal. That is a good movie. And great cameo by Mel Gibson in it.
Sugar Ray. Can't forget about Sugar Ray.
Yep.
That photo right there is crop. They were never together on the set. That's not even a scene in the movie. That's a one sheet.
Kind of like the
rumor. They were never together in the movie at all.
Is that
you're
a rumor
talking
or true?
About- Julia Roberts and Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, never were in the same scene.
Says who?
They were in the same
scene. Where'd you get your information?
Listen, they were in the same scene talking like that, but they were talking to different actors, and it's never a two-shot.
They were talking to stand-ins?
Yes.
The rumor was that was the same deal in Heat.
Yeah.
De Niro and Pacino.
Well, most of the time it is.
But that was a rumor, though.
Yeah. Who told you this?
It doesn't make a difference who told me it.
I don't know if I believe
you. Some back alley Hollywood cast.
Yeah, look it up. It's true.
Number three, Keanu, JT, you're going to have to be our person on this one.
I enjoyed this movie.
$9.4 million.
I was way off.
$15 million budget. I was off, too. I really thought that it could pull more than this.
By the way, I did say
17, 18. I thought the world was ready for a comedy.
I did say Mother's Day was going to tank. I think I predicted $8 million. I predicted $8 million.
Has Dylan showed up? I mean, where is that guy? Do we know who won last week?
I don't know. He said it's not going to start this week. It's going to start the week of Captain America. So when we come back next Monday,
We're talking about Captain America.
We're talking,
this
but
week.
It hasn't come out yet.
That's true.
But Mother's Day.
What's he doing? Still in a bender? Was he in rehab or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Come on,
he's
Dylan.
In that guy. School.
Same thing.
Working hard.
Keanu, I enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. A lot of people are complaining that it was kind of one joke, and it is kind of one joke, but they always find ways to make that one joke funny throughout the film. Yeah. Not huge cameos, but there are some funny cameos in the movie. When I go see a comedy like that, I just want to laugh for an hour and a half, and I laughed for an hour and a half. So for me, it's like...
Besides your very low energy on the subject, it sounds like you really liked it.
It's a perfect matinee movie. But if you did pay full price, I think depending on how much you like those two guys, it'll be worth the money or not.
All right.
I give it a thumbs up, put it that way.
I was going to see it, but I decided to stay home and watch Revenge of Nerds 2, Nerds in Paradise.
Oh, well, then you won.
Yeah, I did.
That movie's fantastic. Yeah.
I also debated seeing this film. This was the one I wanted to go out and see, but I just didn't make the time for it. Coming in at number two, The Huntsman Winter's War.
No one thought this was going to be
6 dropped 50%. I thought this was going to drop 70% from the horrible reviews. Dropped 50%.
Still, it sucks.
I think, with 50%. The Jungle Book and Captain America, people are in that big summer blockbuster mode already. Mm-hmm. I think maybe that's why it stayed strong. I mean, not strong. It still dropped a lot, but we all thought this was going to drop to three or four.
They're gearing up for Civil War.
Yeah.
It has only made $34 million domestically on $115 million.
Do you have the international so far? I think it's 100 something, right?
I don't have it. I could pull it up
overall,
in a minute, but
we're not seeing a third.
Here's the reason why I think it made a little more money than we expected is because people were still seeing Jungle Book the week before when this opened. So they're probably like, look, we want to see Huntsman. We still want to see Jungle Book. So let's go see Jungle Book, and we'll see Huntsman next week. Yeah. And that's exactly what happened.
Well, let's look at Jungle Book.
And Jungle Book only dropping 29%, bringing $43 million.
Well, Disney's going to be 1-2 next week. That's for damn sure.
Let me tell you, I think Jungle Book, if they got $42 million their opening weekend, they wouldn't have been that bad. They wouldn't have felt
43.
This is their third week.
Yeah, with actuals, it's 43.7.
Yep.
So tons of money there. Doing a really good job. Mm-hmm. Are we going to see all of these week's debuts? again, Ratchet and Clank not even making it. Mother's Day, Keanu.
Yeah.
There's only one movie coming out.
Ratchet and Clank at $4 million.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
In 2,900 theaters. Holy Jesus.
That's less than 2,000.
I mean, the boss theater. just made a couple of $100,000 less than that.
Yeah.
And it's been out for 6 weeks.
But did you guys feel like there was a lot of marketing for Ratchet and Clank?
No, there wasn't.
I don't think I would have known if there was, because I don't think that I watch the avenues on which it should be marketed.
Well, the game came out.
Kids TV.
I think the kids that do like Ratchet Clank saw the commercial, just thought it was the game, and the game came out 2 weeks before the movie, so they just went and bought the game. This didn't have like a Disney push. Disney, when they have an indie film comes out, or DreamWorks, they're full tilt. They're pushing it everywhere.
Focus should stick to indie dramas.
And this thing, the only time I've seen like stuff for Ratchet Clank was like online ads and stuff. I never saw a trailer for it on TV.
I never saw anything.
Well,
PNR is a big deal, especially with kids' movies.
Absolutely.
And I think that shows you need to have a big PR push when it comes to animated films.
Yeah, 100%.
It also helps to have something like Disney or someone behind you.
If this same movie came out and Disney released it and they pushed it, it would have been like a $30 million movie. Yeah,
even more.
Yeah.
Well, the greatest disappointment, Zootopia, I think, of the weekend, definitely, even though Ratchet and Clank didn't do good, I still think it goes to Mother's Day. I'm still going to give that one the biggest thumbs down.
I'm with you on that.
That's the real Clank.
I heard Ratchet and Clank is not that bad, like, for a kid's movie, and Keanu was fine. Mother's Day looked horrible by every standard.
I just thought Keanu would make a little more money in this kind of realm here. And now it's just going to get totally crushed.
You thought with the, you know, there's that whole cat angle, which I was really curious to see if that would
be cool. You know what it is? It's Warner Brothers. Whoever's running marketing at Warner Brothers is a complete idiot. On half of these things, everything they do is terrible. Like, what is going on with these guys? Did they have to market a film?
I don't know what to tell you.
We'll have to see. This weekend,
I know
overall,
who these people are, and they should be fired.
Besides Jungle Book, everything just was kind of lackluster this weekend.
Yep.
Compared to last year, the weekend year? Of May 1st through 3rd, Avengers Age of Ultron did open.
Yeah.
So that came out May 1st, and it made 191. You still had Furious 7 in theaters, and it was in its fifth week, but still regaining number two.
That's right.
Age of Adeline had come out the week before. Uh-huh. Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2 had come out. Home, the animated feature, Cinderella, and then number seven went to Ex Machina,
I remember being on a show talking about Age of Ultron. You guys remember that? Just like it was yesterday. Yes. We were just sitting in the same.
I mean, what are we coming up 2 years on the show?
Yeah. I mean, look,
you know, Captain America Civil War could open up on February 31st and still make $300 million.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's not even a real date.
Marvel, you could release a movie. I think. Even Batman Superman approved. You can release a movie anytime now, as long as you're
doing
your property.
Difference. Right.
It's going to make a little bit
Deadpool. And we'll get talking into how much this means. But let's talk a little bit about the international numbers. I feel like the U.S. has just been lagging on all of our releases. Week after week, we are just hearing that these big blockbusters or bigger budget movies are being released overseas before they are being released here. And once again, we have another case. Because Civil War dominated the foreign box office, debuting to a massive 200.2 million in its first weekend overseas release and kicking off officially the summer movie season. Yes, that does not include China.
Which is pretty hard to believe.
The Disney
thing is doing $2 billion easy.
It's some of its strongest markets we will get into. But the Disney and Marvel superhero adventure is performing less like a sequel to the Star Spangled Heroes films and more like another installment of the Avengers franchise, which I agree because I think that's kind of how they've been advertising it.
I saw the movie. It feels like an Avenger movie.
It looks like an Avenger movie. They've been marketing it like an Avenger movie. You see the posters and it's still like, which character do you like best? Mm-hmm. It's all about who they've included. Anyway, it opens domestically on May 6th, which also, I believe, when it opens in China, wherein it is expected to make nearly $200 million. It's gargantuan foreign debut.
Easily.
Comes from 37 major territories, representing approximately 63% of the international marketplace. Mm-hmm. The film played well in premium formats, with IMAX responsible for $9.6 million, which is where basically almost all of our movies opened this week domestically, of the foreign box office haul. The opening is only 5% behind Avengers Age of Ultron and is outpacing Iron Man 3. 3 and The Avengers by 26%.
Wow. Jesus. Gargantuan. That's a great word in here.
Among the most significant contributors were Korea with 28.9 million.
He loves that place.
South Korea.
Also, reading a little bit more about that, it, I believe, is the highest grossing, I want to say, Marvel movie ever South to Korea? Be in
Well, listen. What is
Mexico with $20 million?
Well, let me ask you this. What is South Korea immediately next to?
North Korea?
Is that a civil war, you would say?
Wow, that is a civil war.
I think we know why it got the most Korean opening.
Guys like Kim Jong would just be like, he'll buy it every single theater. He has $1 billion. He could just be like, hey, buy it every theater. Tell him it's on me. We need let's get a big draw here. Yeah. Let's do $28.9 million. Usually bet that on basketball games on a week anyway.
Specifically about Korea from the source Variety, Disney's Captain America Civil War opened in almost 2,000 screens on Wednesday there.
In South Korea.
Yes. It just says Korea, but yes. Mm-hmm. And it accounded for 91% of their total weekend box office. 91%.
Mexico with 20.6 million is a lot of money.
We're not there, guys. The biggest.
South Korea, I believe the South Koreans use blue as their main color.
Mm-hmm.
Red for the North Koreans.
Yeah, that's correct.
Captain America... blue mostly. Iron Man mostly red.
Yeah. Bloods usually wear red. And the Crips wear blue as well.
You might need to mute them in a minute.
Robert Griffin,
we're
going to go back. RB3.
Although I love all the supposing you're doing over here, I'm going to get into some actual facts.
Just some speculation tip right now.
It is the biggest non-Korean opening and the biggest Marvel opening in history for the country, narrowly ahead of the Avengers Age of Ultron. So it has... there's more about Zootopia was third in Korea, but doing really well. And yes, as you said, Mexico came in for 20.6 million.
That must mean the drug dealers are out of there now.
Well, there's a big civil war between the government and the drug dealers.
Yeah, but someone's going to see movies over there.
Are you just
going
to relate the title to every country?
Yep.
All right.
I'm happy for Mexico. They're doing well over there. I got to visit there.
20.5 million. Mm. Brazil with 12.3.
Jesus.
And Australia with 10.9.
These are astronomical numbers for foreign. Yep.
The Brazil and Mexico opening set a new industry high, as did the film's 7.5 million kickoff in Philippines.
What?
Yes.
That was all backed by Manny Pacquiao's posse.
I was about to say.
He's got like 30,000 people in his posse, so they probably all went to see it, so that equals 7.5
I'm pretty
million.
Sure they're convinced that Pacquiao plays Ant-Man.
He might.
Underneath that suit.
This movie's going to do $2 billion worldwide. Two plus.
Yeah, we'll have to keep track on Star Wars how, do that. How this quickly is gonna, yeah, but we hit that's, yeah, but that billion did 900, dollars.
Because Star Wars didn't do that well overseas.
Overseas, China, they don't like space, that's right.
No, we will see. Thing is going to do all 2 right. billion.
With both The Jungle Book, 57.1 million, and Zootopia, 8.3 million, continuing their international swings, the mouse roared this frame. What does that mean?
You know what that means.
The frame of the box office.
The mouse roared this frame with the top three studio pictures at the offshore box office accounting for $265.6 million. China's Book of Love landed just below Jungle Book on the over... we're going to get into it in a second. On the overall chart with an estimated $51 million for the follow-up to Finding Mr. Right, which forms part of the Beijing Meets Seattle franchise. What did you have to say about China?
So much to take in right here.
There's so much.
China's Book of Love.
Yes.
What's that entail?
It's a romantic comedy.
Of course it is.
And it is, I can tell you, I think a little bit about it. It's the third movie of this certain person. It's X-U-E. Third movie after Surprise Debut of Ocean Heaven, which starred Jet Li in a wholly dramatic role. And Romance Finding Mr. Right, which was a smash hit in 2013. Book of Love is a partial sequel to Finding Mr. Right, and that it reemploys the same two leads, but it's a different story. So
Beijing meets Seattle? Like
that's what it says.
Well, I know there's a lot of Chinese people in Seattle, but is that what they were talking about?
I feel like maybe it's like.
I don't know what's happening.
Isn't there like a romance movie about Seattle?
Yeah, Harry meets Sally.
Something like that.
Oh, and you know, Beijing people—they work 24/7 around the clock. They have some of the best work ethics.
They only get one hour off a week.
So they're sleepless in Seattle. They're working 24/7.
Yep, I agree with that. Yeah, it's like gung-ho.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but I believe the main lead was also female lead of this movie was also in Monster Hunt.
There's your answer.
That thing made $40 billion.
Who knows? But
printing money over there.
So this is what's going on, and soon I'm sure we'll see what China's numbers are when they debut.
I think we should open a second show called Chinese Box Office Breakdown.
Yeah,
we'll do this every Monday, and we'll do every Sunday Chinese.
I'm gonna put a petition into AfterBuzz to see if they'll. Fly us out to Beijing, all three of us, and we'll do a show via Beijing in the jungle and or wherever.
Wherever they want to do it.
Yeah, wherever.
Let's do it South Korea.
Wherever we can.
Well, let me call Wang. I'll call Wang.
You do your work. So that is our international numbers for this past weekend. Let's get into an international game.
Okay. We just got to go when the smog's not there.
Let's hit the queue. Bring out the Rosetta Stone, because it's time for the international title game.
You were mining, and you found a precious stone.
I created a ring.
Ooh.
I was Finstock.
I got this.
That was close enough.
I got this.
And what did I do with the ring?
You placed it.
Finstock. Placed it onto your finger.
I kind of thought it was like a diamond.
That's my dream come true.
Like whatever that is. That is
it's my dream come true.
The shape of a diamond, but no diamond.
That's a promise. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's a promise.
There might be a diamond there one day.
That's what we need. Yeah, maybe.
It's just an empty hole where a diamond should be.
You know, you put a little tattoo in there and figure it out.
No, a tattoo of a diamond right in the middle.
No, a tattoo of my eye color. Yeah.
Just a little tattoo of you, just right in the center.
I know a girl who could do that stuff. She used to paint the set of the Lion King on people's fingernails.
Oh, Jesus.
That's pretty amazing.
We'll continue with your game, please.
Let's do this. What are we playing?
Foreign movie title game. Four titles from the People's Republic.
Of course.
And the guy we're talking about today is not Chris Evans.
Oh, okay.
It's not Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, no.
It's not Scarlett Johansson. It's not the other guy. Or the other guy,
There's a lot of guys in there.
It's Don Cheadle.
Oh, Don Cheadle, okay.
Who's one of my favorite actors.
Oh, really? Don Cheadle, huh?
Yeah.
He was good in Crash.
No. His best movie he ever did, and I'm sure a lot of people could attest to this.
Oh, the basketball movie? Yeah.
The Earl of Gold, Man of Gold story. It was called Rebound.
Yes. Isn't it amazing?
Fantastic movie.
Isn't it amazing that I knew that you were going to say that before?
It's a fantastic film.
You guys are just so together today. I just know him so well.
Forest Whitaker was in it.
Yeah.
It was an HBO film. It was fantastic.
It was, yeah.
The guy used to jump up and then pick a quarter off the top of the backboard. He could jump out of the gym. Amazing talent.
I knew you were going there as soon as you started talking.
He's a playground legend. Mm-hmm. By the way, that's my email. Playground legend. I'm not going to tell you
fantastic.
What it's at.
What is the
anyway,
game?
That being said,
Playground Legend at AshleyMadison.com.
Maybe.
Once again, not the game. Ashley.
Here we go.
Not
Don Cheadle.
At AshleyMadison.com.
I had to throw this in there because Sean Penn's in it, and Don Cheadle made an uncredited appearance as a gang member. Colors.
Oh, old school. Robert Duvall.
All right.
Amazing.
Great. Sean Penn is the best. Chappelle's in it. Not Chappelle, sorry.
Getting confused?
Cheadle.
Color. Rattlesnake. Color rattlesnake.
Okay, color rattlesnake. Got it. Not too bad.
He smiled while he said that.
He did.
Brooklyn's Finest.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, the movie with Foucault directed it, whatever.
Yeah, that's Training Day 2.0.
The guy who was running like a toll booth in Brooklyn wrote it.
Oh, really?
Evil Night Special.
Evil Night Special.
Evil Night Special.
Hmm.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Rosewood.
Oh.
Okay.
What a movie that is.
You know, it's hardcore.
It's hardcore.
It's the homie.
John Voight.
Ving Rhames.
Ving Rhames, yep. Yeah. Good movie, actually. John Singleton directed it.
Big Black. Big Black.
Oh, just Big Black.
Just
okay.
Big Black. You know China.
Was it John Singleton or the Hugh Brothers? I can't remember. You
know, it wasn't the Hughes Brothers.
It was Singleton?
Well, yeah, maybe it was.
What do you need? Rosewood?
Yeah, sorry.
It was Singleton.
It was Singleton, okay.
Yeah, because it was
Singleton.
Okay.
Because it was the Hughes Brothers, it would have been
good.
It's
a good movie.
It was
man.
Singleton.
Mission to Mars.
Oh, yeah.
A little unknown movie that he did.
Gary Sinise.
Mars, Anyone.
Mars, Anyone?
I've not seen a lot of these movies.
I've seen them all.
So Colors, you should watch immediately.
Yeah, Sean Penn, Robert Duvall.
Colors.
Didn't you already say?
Well, I'm going to do it again.
Just do them all real quick.
Down again.
Okay.
You jumping the gun?
That's usually what happens.
Now, you know what she's doing? She's staring into my...
She's trying to read you.
Yeah, she's trying to read me a little bit.
Okay.
Colors. Color Rattlesnake.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn's Finest. Good movie. A little long, but good. Evil Knight Special.
Are you trying to keep a straight face?
No.
I think you are.
Rosewood. Big. Black. Mission to Mars. Mars, Anyone. No question mark.
This is tough.
Just Mars, Anyone. No question mark. It's not like Mars, Anyone.
This is tough.
Go ahead.
I don't know about this one. Mm-hmm. I'll let you go first. You seem to have a read on this one. I don't know.
Yeah, she thinks she's reading me.
I'm trying. I really thought I got it with the first crack smile.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you think?
What was the first one?
Color Rattlesnake.
What was the third one?
Big Black.
Big Black.
Oh, darn.
Yeah. You guess.
That's tough. I want to say.
Were you playing with glitter today?
No.
You have some glitter on you.
I'm thinking one too because
I like it though. It looks good.
You're gonna go with one?
I don't know because
are you gonna go with one?
I think so because I don't know where Rattlesnake would come from in that title. But
I'm probably going to. Are you gonna go with one?
I'm gonna go Big Black.
Okay, I'm going with one then. Color Rattlesnake.
Let's look at the engineer. What are you going with, man?
I'm going with number two.
Birthday. He probably has birthday luck.
What's number two again?
Brooklyn's Finest or whatever.
Yeah, Evil Knight Special.
That could be it too. Yeah, that's a good guess. One of us, right?
Yeah.
All right, and eliminate one of us.
The engineer is eliminated. Ooh. It's called Evil Knight Special.
Sorry, no birthday luck today.
It's between me and Zara. I think it's
although
me.
Although he had a good Rocky Road cake out there.
I think I'm going to win this because he usually, if I'm wrong, he'll eliminate me right away.
That's typically true.
And now the answer is Color Rattlesnake. That's the first time you've won in a really long time.
She read me from the get-go. Yep. She saw it right from the get-go.
I think she notices it. Yeah. I think she's caught on again.
Damn it.
I think she might be reading me again.
I was thinking it was that one too, but...
It was the ring. It was the promise.
You lose because you've never seen Colors.
Oh.
That's true.
That's a good point.
That's probably very true. Harsh. You should watch that.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
It's about
I'm
LA
sorry,
cops and LA gangs.
But don't watch it like, well, you met Sean Penn once, right?
Yeah, she did.
You should have been like, hey, Sean, you want to watch Colors with me? He would have been like,
I'll prepare that for
right
the next.
He would have been right over your house.
For the
Roxy
next time
would have been
I see him,
dinner.
That is what I will say. That's the only thing I will say. I will not say hi. I will just
see him again. You
movie.
Call me and Tom.
Oh, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Yay, I won.
He's the best.
And you also have our top five grossing list. Because
yeah, this
it's
is
still
a new,
with your favorite person. Chapel.
Yeah, we're gonna do this.
Who are we doing?
We're doing Don Cheadle.
Cheadle.
I don't know if he can handle the pressure.
Cheadle.
Come on, please. So we're not doing his. We're doing his top five, but we're not doing his top five.
We're taking out the franchise.
We're doing
movies.
Your.
Well, he's in every Captain
five.
America. He's in every Marvel movie.
So we're
he's
taking
in
Marvel
every
out of it.
Ocean's 11. Those obviously are going to dominate the box
so
office.
So we're eliminating the Marvel and.
So
Oceans.
We're
going to
talk about some real movies. Obviously, Rebound didn't make the box office because it's an HBO movie, but
yep.
It should be up there, which was fantastic.
Yep.
It's better than any hood movie I've seen in a long
like
time. Actually, I'm going
to
go home and watch that again.
Five lists to just turn into. What do I
Did you say top
like?
List?
No, I said top five lists.
Well, I thought you said topless.
No.
My mind's in the gutter. All right.
Let's go. Story
that
five.
Being said, number five, Colors.
Oh, okay. Well, we
another
just
thing
that.
I can't.
$97 million. Dollars.
So okay. That's my homework assignment.
$97
million? $97
million.
That's really
good. That must be inflation.
And, no, that wasn't inflation.
Wow, did that well.
So I have my homework.
Well,
see
crushed,
this movie.
Ooh, that's when that's when Ice-T was out. That's when NWA was out. Everybody wanted to see what it was. Rodney King riots and all this other stuff. But it was that was before that. What am I talking about?
Yeah, it was before.
But LA
it was
cops
80s.
Were still not not kosher. And they got exposed into it in Rodney King riots.
True. Mm-hmm.
You know the producer Robert H. Solo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to be confused with his brother Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Hired real gang members as guardians, as well as actors.
You know who else did something like that?
Two of them were shot during filming and
had
to be replaced.
Had to be replaced, of course. Well, there was no shortage of gang members that time.
No, there's a zillion of them.
You know who also did something very similar to that? Sylvester Stallone, while filming the movie Lockup, used real prisoners from the prison scenes.
Yeah, from Rahway, New Jersey.
Yeah. Hmm. Just wanted to bring it back, Sly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Make those connections.
Well, we always make the Penn-Stallone connection.
I feel like next week I'm going to have to separate you two by, like, at least 2 feet.
Well, if you want to sit in the middle of us, it's fine.
What's that?
We'll be on the couch.
The next one is Flight.
Oh, I never saw Flight.
$99 million.
Denzel? John Goodman?
Yes.
I liked it. It was a Denzel tour de force, yes. But John Goodman was great in it as well.
I
only remember two people in the movie.
Who doesn't love John Goodman?
I only remember Denzel and John Goodman in the movie. Nobody else was in it.
You don't remember Cheadle?
No. I mean, nobody else was in it. Okay. You know, this is about him.
Did you see it?
But he wasn't in it.
Yeah.
You like it? Okay.
Another thing, I'm going to bring back to Stallone again. It took the screenwriter 10 years to write this script.
For Flight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stallone wrote Rocky in 1 week.
Good point.
And it
just
was better.
Just a side fact. It's and just it was not better. Related. Yeah.
Good point.
It doesn't take 10 years to write a script.
It took 10 years to write a movie about a plane that could fly and crash. Stallone wrote about the human spirit flying.
He might have written it that fast, but how long did he think about it?
When he saw the Ali Chuck Wepner fight, I believe is when he first got the idea.
That's
so
correct.
So what's the time?
I think it was he thought about it for maybe a few months and then he wrote it.
No. It was like a couple of days.
Yeah.
He went home and wrote it in a week after watching the fight.
I think you're right, yeah. Because Ali was fighting in the 70s. Yeah.
That being said, it shouldn't take 10 years to write a script.
I won't.
And if it does, well, Stallone said it. If it takes 10 years to write a script, your script's garbage.
Wasn't it based on that guy who landed the plane, kind of? Or that guy who landed the, he's like, we're going to Nazi.
Sully Sullivan.
No.
Yeah, Sully.
No. It wasn't about
Hanks
that.
Tom Hanks is playing him, though. It was about this
Russian airline. That actually the guy did turn the plane around and tried to turned it upside down and tried to get it right. But the jack screw was all jacked up and that flight in Russia did not, make it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sorry for everybody that's on that flight or was on that flight or was related to people on that flight.
Okay.
The next one is Swordfish.
Heavy. Swordfish. Yes. That's right. You played the cop.
Yep, $105 million.
This was Hugh Jackman's first big role after X-Men, and it was Travolta when he was playing, crazy bad guys.
And it's the first one where Halle Berry showed
him. I was just waiting for someone to bring it up.
You know what the crazy part about it was? She was sweating because she was outside on the on the dock.
That's good.
But she wouldn't let anybody, dab her off. Except for Travolta. She didn't trust a makeup person. Travolta was so infatuated with her breast, he was like, let me take care of this for you.
Why would you want to do that anyway, though? Like, when the beer's out on a sunny day and it glistens with the beads of water,
it makes it more attractive. Yeah, I know.
Before we get on a whole nother sidetrack, please keep going. I can't give him control over this list.
Yeah.
I need to have control over this list.
This is the last time.
This is your one. This
I don't
was,
know.
This
we'll is, let this the fans
is,
speak.
No, this is your one chance. Right. I'm taking it back next week.
The next one is The Family Man. I think Cheadle played the robber who shot him, I think.
Did he really? That's actually the only Brett Ratner movie I enjoy.
It was actually
besides
pretty
Rush
good.
Hour. Rush Hour's fun.
This was when Nicolas Cage was still like Nicolas Cage and like doing things and people really believed in him.
He went in this weird 3-year transition where he was making good movies but nobody was seeing him.
And then he went crazy and then...
Yeah, then he went nuts. I think The Weatherman was the last good one he made and then he just went...
No, the last one was The Bad Lieutenant, the remake of the Harvey Keitel
movie. He was already crazy Cage by then.
Yeah, but that was still good.
It was good, but it wasn't like the Cage that we got from
No, he was the Family Man and I think it had...
Lord of War is really good. That came around that
when
time.
What year was The Family Man?
I'm looking.
I think it had the big song in it from Iris. Didn't it have the Iris song from.
Never heard of Iris.
Yeah, it's a song called Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. I think that was The Family Man.
It's a reverse. What's that famous?
That was the Angels movie.
That was the Angels movie. You're right, James.
City of Angels.
You're right, James.
Yeah, with Meg Ryan.
How
do you fuse that with that?
It's a remake of. Wonderful Life. We're not going to talk about
that. It's like a reverse style.
Right, exactly.
Nick Cage movie, Trapped in Paradise with him and John Lovitz.
Hell yeah, Dana Carvey.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Trapped in Paradise is a good movie. Oh, I haven't seen it since theaters, actually.
Number one, Traffic.
Ooh, okay. Yes.
I figured.
That's a big one.
$188 million.
Mm-hmm. I did not love that movie.
Didn't. I think it was the, I'm on record saying it's the most overrated Best Picture winner of all time.
What did it win against? Does anyone remember?
Ooh. It was definitely maybe a weaker year.
It was definitely a weak year. That was
But I remember I was rooting for something else. It was Lost. I think it was the same year as Lost in Translation. I could be wrong.
I will try and find it.
That's the year's Sean Penn won for Mystic River.
Well, of course.
Which you can't argue that, but I
is that my daughter?
Was that the year Traffic?
I'm looking. Gosh.
I mean, here's the thing with Traffic. It's a lot of it is very much like genre cops and robbers stuff that we've all seen before. It was just shot in a more artistic way.
Benicio del Toro didn't even speak one line of English and won an Oscar.
Wait.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but.
What year was.
Hold Traffic?
On. Traffic was like.
2000s.
Yeah.
It was early 2000s.
And maybe even 99.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Keep going.
Okay.
I think Traffic might even be 99. I think
we might have misspoken, but it's taking me a while to load this. Keep going.
We've spoken about one of Best Picture?
No, about something else.
They had, it was Topher Grace's first theatrical
There's that debut. Scene with him and Michael Douglas' daughter where she's like, I want us to...
Yeah, Erica Christensen.
Reach our climax at the same time.
That was a pretty hot scene.
It was pretty crazy.
I liked Erica Christensen. I've hit on her numerous times.
So it was in 2000.
It was 2000.
It was 2000.
It didn't win Best Picture.
Yes, it did.
I thought it did.
No, it didn't.
What, of course it did.
It won Best Actor.
Best Director.
In Supporting Role. Best Director. Best Writing for Screenplay, based on material previously produced or published. And Best Film Editing.
What won Best Picture that year?
That's
Gladiator.
Impossible. No. So, no. Traffic won Best Picture.
I thought it did too. Maybe we're getting confused with Best Director.
James?
I have no idea.
I'm on a computer right now. I think Traffic you're wrong.
Traffic won Best Picture.
We could be wrong, but I thought it did too. Hold on.
It was nominated for Best Picture.
Maybe.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I think you're wrong.
Am I wrong? I might be
Traffic wrong. Traffic won Best Picture. There's no question about that. It won 90, it won in 99 or something. There's no question about
it.
I see Traffic Best Picture 2000, Best Picture Review. 2000 Academy Awards winners in history.
Yeah, one man, one Best Picture.
I might be on the wrong page. Hold on.
We're getting to that story.
We're going to figure this out.
Gladiator was like 99 or 98 or something, wasn't it?
All right, so director, Steven Spielberg for...
Steven Gazillion, whatever his name is, wrote it.
No, it says actor Russell Crowe in Gladiator.
Yeah.
Your Best Picture nominees were... From Electric, Gladiator won that year.
So what Traffic win?
So it won Best Director.
It won Best Director. Thank you.
I was crazy. For some reason, I thought it won Best Picture too. So I'm off.
How did it not win Best Picture?
It won Best Director.
Because Gladiator was out.
Yeah,
Something's wrong.
Well, I know Gladiator definitely won Best Picture the year.
Either way, if it would have won Best Picture, then it would have been the worst Best Picture.
I think the thing was, back then, if you won Best Director, it was almost guaranteed you would win Best Picture.
Maybe
and
right.
That year, he won Best Director. But yet, Gladiator stole Best Picture.
But it was the same year that we had Gladiator, Chocolat, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Aaron Brockovich, and Traffic.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, Sarah.
Right. I apologize.
Thank you.
I honestly thought Traffic won, too. I don't know what I'm thinking. I must have been thinking the Best Director. Because I'm not a big Soderbergh fan.
Thought it won Best Picture.
We're wrong, man.
I guess.
Gladiator won that year.
I guess you're right.
Michael Douglas... was nominated, but he didn't win. I mean, Russell Crowe, did he win? Or no, he lost, and then he won for...
No, Russell Crowe won Best. No, Russell
you know
Crowe
what
won
I think
best
you guys best. Are thinking about?
What? Crash?
Mm. I think you're thinking about Crash.
Well, I knew Crash won.
You're 100% right.
But that's what you're thinking
no,
of.
You're, yeah,
no,
you're
100%
right,
Sarah. I knew Crash won.
No, but that's what he was thinking
that's
of.
That's what I was
see?
Thinking. Yes. Okay. That's the worst Best Picture of all
I'm
time.
I'm just really in tune with myself today. I'm just...
No, yeah, that was very good of you.
This is what happens when FizzDoc takes over the list.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously.
Mayhem.
That's just the way it is.
Anarchy.
It's just anarchy over here.
Well, rebound.
Right. Well, now that we're done with this whole list
that was
fiasco,
a pretty good list.
I'm taking back the responsibility. Next week, don't worry.
I don't know. I kind of thought
stay
that led to
us.
A pretty riveting conversation.
A pretty riveting conversation of mistakes. A
bunch of people were yelling at their screens. It was Gladiator.
That's
like,
probably
like,
true.
I didn't know about this. Anyway,
they just want to hear
so
me talk a little
let's
bit.
Let's just try and save ourselves
talk.
By talking about the upcoming film Captain America coming out in the U.S. this week for its domestic release. It is going to be probably huge. To set up some expectations, off of Box Office Mojo's comic book adaptations, where we're standing out now is number one, at least for opening, still is given to Marvel's The Avengers, bringing in 2012, $207 million opening weekend.
Yeah.
Then Avengers Age of Ultron, $191. Then Iron Man 3, $174. Batman vs. Superman, $166. The Dark Knight Rises, $160, etc., etc. If you go back to the last Captain America title, which is Captain America, Winter Soldier, that came in at $95. But as we said before, this is much more advertised as an Avengers-type movie than really just a Captain America movie. So we will have to see how that goes. Also, for when it comes to Rotten Tomatoes scores up already. No, we don't have any viewers scores, but critics are already giving it about a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. That is the highest, I believe, of all of the Marvel Rotten Tomatoes film ratings. You have
70% more than Batman versus Superman.
Yes.
That's true.
Ant-Man had like 80% from critics. And Avengers Age of Ultron, 75%. Wake up, Guardians of the Galaxy, 91%. Yeah. But we're at 94 right now.
This
it's
thing aired,
early, but
critics were watching this thing. I saw it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I mean, when you show a movie 3 weeks before it comes out in the U.S., you know they're being cocky because they know they have a home run.
Absolutely.
And
also, real quick, the five top grossing Marvel films all have one thing in common: Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Other fingers.
Yes. Robert Downey Jr. Moneybags.
Yeah. Robert Downey
Jr. Anyway, yes. But you did bring up also the Rotten Tomato is, of course,
that's the reason.
But this is being 100% all year we've just been comparing it to DC's foot in this game. Yeah. The numbers are being compared. The reviews are being compared. So Rotten Tomatoes, the critic scores came out for Man of Steel. If we go back to like Man of Steel, 55%. Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, 27%. Of course, audience scores are a lot higher.
Of course, yeah.
Dawn of Justice had 68%. But look how much, that movie dropped off pretty quickly for comic book adaptation as far as box office numbers go. But it, as JT has mentioned multiple times, the money it made isn't anything to say. It's still making money.
It doesn't make a difference. Civil War is going to make Batman and Superman's Batman versus Superman's domestic haul in 1 week. Maybe 10 days. Maybe.
We will see.
Maybe. It can make 300 in 2 weeks, no problem.
It's going to make more than that in 2 weeks.
Here's the deal. It's just going to break 200 million. That's my prediction.
What's this with Batman and Superman at? 325 million?
Yeah.
Let me see.
If it makes 205 this weekend.
220 a day, 25 a day past that. This will do 325 within
10 days?
9 days. Yeah, 10 days, no question
about it. For Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice, it is 325 domestic currently. Mm-hmm. It's foreign, is at 537. Mm-hmm. So in 1 weekend, Civil War foreign made 200 million without China.
Yeah.
With only 63%, I believe,
it's
of the
do 500
foreign
million
markets.
In China.
And it's
here's the problem.
Catching up.
It's hard to compare this to DC. I know we all want to, but Marvel has made so many movies. You're bringing all that into this movie. It has a great track record. It's only had maybe like one or two duds, which even though duds make a crap load of money, I'm just talking like critically. Batman and V Superman and Man of Steel, they have two films. So it's hard to compare them. Now listen, you look at Marvel's first two films, and obviously Marvel did better out of the gate. But I understand why you want to compare them, because what's Batman v Superman? It's Batman versus Superman. We got same kind of pros here. Iron Man versus Captain America. Your two flagship characters kind of going at it. And I think this movie's going to make a shitload. It's just, listen, yes, it looks more like an Avenger movie. You're coming off arguably the best Marvel film in the collection. Like, I think Winter Soldier, a lot of people consider it to be the best Marvel film. Now, that wasn't Marvel's last film. They had Ant-Man before that, Age of Ultron. But Winter Soldier, this is a Captain America movie first and foremost. This Captain America.
They've also said they're introducing new characters.
New characters.
That's always a big draw.
They got Robert Downey Jr., who's, whenever he's in one of these movies, they make a shitload. But then you throw Spider-Man in there? I mean,
Guy does $50 million on his own.
So it's unbelievable.
We normally do
Spider-Man's the biggest underoos seller of all time. No, Superman is.
We normally do a top five for our predictions, and we'll leave, of course, all of our fans to do that, if you want to send us top fives. But I think this week,
pretty much
all we need to do is guess this number.
Yeah, I think I'm with you.
Before we leave the show. So everyone's estimating pretty high, again, for it to beat all of the comic book adaptations. It would have to open to over 207, which was the Marvel's The Avengers. Who knows if it could do that? And it to beat basically what it's coming off of, technically the Winter Soldier, it would have to beat 95, which bye-bye to that number. How to start? Who's feeling bold?
I'm going to say it's going to open with 290. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. 200. I'm going to say $203 million.
Hmm.
All right.
It's just going to break 200. It's not going to reach the first Avengers, which I think was 207, you said?
207?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to reach that, but it's going to get close.
What'd Star Wars do? 230?
Star Wars brought in opening weekend 247. Jurassic World, which was just last year for the summer, 208. Then 207, and then you're dropping down to Avengers Age of Ultron at 191, and then Iron Man at 174.
I'm going to say $212 million.
Wow. You're saying it's going to take over Avengers, huh?
Yeah, I think, well, look at the score on Rotten Tomatoes. There's this. This is the kind of Rotten Tomato score that gets me to go out and watch superhero movies. And
are you going to see this 20 week?
Million bucks? Yeah, it might. Right. Depends.
Are you seeing it this week?
Probably.
Yeah. But it gets people like me to think about it.
Are you going
to
see it again?
I do, because I saw it like 2.5 weeks ago. I feel like it's been forever. Usually, when something like this comes out, I see it a lot of times, at least twice in 1 week. Like, one, I can't wait to see again because there's some jaw-dropping scenes in this movie. There were scenes that were so awesome that the crowd was cheering so loud, I couldn't hear the next line of dialogue.
I think that's why I think it's going to do 212. Maybe
I'm not talking just cheers and laughs, too. It's a funny movie.
If I had to take if somebody said, hey, 212 over under, I might even go over than that.
I might go over, yeah.
We're going to be very all of a sudden neck and neck. I'm giving it 209.
Wow,
just coming over Jurassic World. I do think it could even go lower, but I tend to underestimate, so I'm going to try and overestimate. And I'm going with Fandango. I think did a survey, and it was one of the most highly anticipated movies for the entire year. Last year,
is it Mother's Day weekend?
Numbers just yes.
Yeah, but there's no real sporting events. Like there's NBA playoffs, but there's nothing good to watch.
I think it's going to take a hit Sunday because of Mother's Day weekend.
Typically, we just have.
You're not taking your mom to see Captain America. Some people do. Some people do. But say there was no Mother's Day this weekend.
We are
counting Thursday's previews, obviously, and everything.
See. So
this thing's gonna
stay tuned.
$90 million
come back
on
next
Saturday.
Week. We will talk about these numbers. We will probably go see this movie so that we can kind of talk about it with a little bit of
freedom. I don't think that's going to be a problem.
I don't think it is either. Thank you so much for watching us, for listening to us. You can find us at our Twitters. I'm at Sarah_Stretton, JT.
At SchmoesJTE, and check out my YouTube channel, JTE Movie Thinks. Civil War Review is up right now.
I'm at Bob Finstock, and at Bob Finstock on Instagram. You should follow me. I'm pretty amazing.
There you go. And you all are amazing for listening to us, for rating, subscribing, for commenting, all that stuff. It keeps us going. Thank you.
Poof.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.